Morning, guys.
Morning.
Lent, we made it. I want to talk a little bit about Lent before we jump into the Kingdom Society. Is that okay? I want to build off the back of what Christine was sharing. One is with the Learning Center. I know 40 spots a week can feel overwhelming, but I also wanted to share that there's neighbors want to come and volunteer as well with us, and there's a few other churches in the area that have expressed interest in partnering with us as well, but we just want to give you first shot to get in on that, to help volunteer and join in as a community as we serve in that way, and then others in the community want to come serve alongside of us. But it would take all of us serving together, and so really, really excited about that. And then as far as the fasting part of Lent goes, I'm really excited about this. It's become a tradition in Lent that not only is a preparation that leads up to Easter, but it's the season that collectively as a church we dig in together and we have a collective experience of encountering the Spirit of God in a really fresh way. And it's always different. It's always fresh every year. And we've kind of approached it in a little bit of different ways every year, which makes it fun. This year, we're doing the fast in the two ways that Christine mentioned. There's the food fast that we're calling everybody to, and then there's like a more collective fast each week that we're participating in. And I want to explain that a little bit, because maybe you're here and you've never fasted or never participated in a corporate fast like that. There was one year that we called the whole church to a fast, and we got an email at the info at Redemption around 2 o'clock, and someone's like, "I'm not eating. And it sounded like a great idea, but I'm pretty angry right now, and I don't understand why I'm doing it. Like, help me." So after that, we figured we should probably lead with some why. So the idea of fasting, if you don't know, if you haven't participated in it, if you're new to the community, or even if you're not, as a reminder, it's going without food for a period of time for spiritual purposes. There's different kinds of fasts that you could participate in, but I'll talk about the food fast just as a start. The idea is aiming the fast towards God, but with your whole self, and lots of things happen along the way. There's a lot of biblical stories and precedents for fasting. If you were to list out the people in the scripture who lived a life of fasting, it's like a who's who of leaders throughout the entire scripture, and also throughout church history as well. And the thing about Jesus when it comes to fasting is he actually says, when you fast, let me tell you how to do it. So for Jesus, it's never a command that you would fast. It's just an assumption that obviously this is a part of our life as a people that are connected to Jesus, worshiping God. Let me just help you figure out how to do it well. Which is interesting to me that fasting is such a powerful spiritual practice and experience that there's just an assumption that you're doing it because of what it does in and through you. It'd be worth saying, well, then what is that? Like what is the benefit or the reward, or what's the experience of fasting? Why would we do it? I'd say one, I describe it like there's different kinds of full. It's almost like you have different tanks. And it takes different things to fill the different tanks in your life. And so sometimes when you're really tired, you need to sleep and you need to rest, and that fills you up with the kind of energy that you need to operate. If you're really hungry, your body needs food, so you need that, or like you need oxygen. There's different tanks that you have. There's a story in John 4 when Jesus is at the well and his disciples go to get food because they haven't eaten, and they bring it back, and then they say, they have this interesting encounter around his conversation with the woman at the well. But he says to them, "I have food that you don't know about to do the will of my Father," which means there's a different kind of full. When Jesus is tempted in the wilderness in Matthew 4, he says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So there's a different tank that gets filled when you fast, because you're stripping things away that often you use to fill or to cover up or to cope or like to not actually have to face whatever's going on beneath the surface in your life. And so it's a way of like avoiding growth and transformation and encounter with God. We use different things to cover that up, and when you fast, you're actually stripping those things away so that you can actually encounter God and be filled to live the kingdom life that we talk about. Also, in that, there's a different kind of encounter that comes with the Spirit of God when you fast. There's encounters that happen in like the power and the presence of God. People often speak of like a personal sort of spiritual revival that happens in their own life, in their own heart, in their own encounter with God when you strip everything away and you just open yourself up to the raw reality of God's presence. Paul spoke in Corinthians about having visions and seeing different levels of heaven, and there's like countless stories, even with their own community of people encountering God in different ways over the years as we fast. And then there's transformation that comes through fasting. It happens. When you fast and you strip the stuff away, your stuff comes to the surface. So just heads up, because it's easy to be like, it's like transformation, and you think like, I'm going to enter into this euphoric state. Nah, typically your junk comes out when you strip everything away that you use to hold that stuff back, and then you have to face it. But the beauty is you face it in the presence of the living God, and you can deal with it. And so you're often like, oh, I'm angry because I'm hangry. That's why. Like, I haven't eaten, and that's, or maybe you got a spirit of anger in you that you've let develop and a spirit of bitterness, and you've kept it at bay, and then when you strip everything away that keeps it at bay, you're faced to deal with it, and then you can bring it before the presence of God and actually deal with it, and you can let it go, and you can be transformed, and you can move. Like, stuff comes up, and you can experience awesome transformation, and it also reveals the things that control you. If you can learn how to handle your desires for food in the presence of God, you can handle your desires for anger, for lust, for vengeance, for violence. It's a way of transformation and training, and sort of creates balance in your life to break that control. And then there's just a general breakthrough that comes spiritually when you fast, which is real and is really, really, really powerful. I've had crazy breakthroughs in my own life that have only come through prayer and fasting in that sense. Like deep levels of forgiveness, even deep levels of physical healing. I was diagnosed with two autoimmune diseases, Hashimoto's and rheumatoid arthritis, and I experienced like a healing and a fast of rheumatoid arthritis 4 or 5 years ago. It's chronic and it's lifelong and it's progressive, and I was taking medicine that the potential side effect is that you'd go blind, so I'd have to regularly see an eye doctor to ensure that I wasn't going blind. And the next level as the disease progressed was to take essentially a form of like chemo that you live on and a drip IV that subdues your immune system because like it gets so overactive, it tries to eat your joints. And I was really freaked out about it. A lot of pain that I was living in. And in the fast, it just stopped and it healed. And it's never come back, and I don't take my medicine anymore, and I don't go to the doctor for that anymore. I went a few times, but there was no need. It just healed. And the doctor's like, this doesn't happen. It never happened. And I was like, what? Because it did, so I'm not going to come back here anymore. Breakthroughs happen. Breakthroughs in your prayer life. Breakthroughs of forgiveness with people. Jesus in Mark 9, when he heals the boy who was having the seizures with the demon, was throwing him into the fires, and the disciples couldn't heal him, he says, he healed him, and then the disciples were like, well, how come you could heal him and we couldn't? And he said, some only come out in prayer and fasting. And so apparently Jesus is constantly living in this state, constantly in this breakthrough sort of state. Stories of others in your life coming to faith that you've longed to encounter God come through seasons of fasting, release from stuff in your own life. There's just general physical benefits that come through fasting and a breakthrough. It's awesome. And so that's what we do it every year. Just as a reminder, because it's really easy to be like, we're going to do it, and forget even why we're doing it. So when we are entering into this fast together as a community, we're inviting you to a big like 3-day fast that we're going to do in Holy Week. So we're sort of prepping you for it as it's coming. We're going to build towards it. And so it starts with your motives. There's a passage in Zechariah where God says to the prophet, when you fasted, did you fast unto me or did you fast unto yourself? And so I would say, like, it starts with your motives, and it starts with a reality that's centered on God and a really open-handedness, because it's really easy to get caught up in the thing that you're fasting, and then you're like, you become obsessive about it, and it's like your whole thing focuses on yourself and the thing, rather than the whole point is to strip the thing out of the way so you can just be open and encounter God, and have a grace with yourself, and have like a patience with yourself, and just open yourself up. I mean, I've tried to go into a fast with the community before, and had weird like health effects like grab hold of me in the midst of trying to do it, whether I didn't get off like caffeine right or whatever. And I like broke the fast and like I was all bummed. It's just part of the thing where you just have to have a grace because the whole point is you're trying to encounter God together as a community and it's okay. So have a grace, be centered on God. And then there's different kinds of fasting that you should be aware of. There's like individual fasting where Jesus says, don't talk about it. It's just between you and me. And then there's corporate fasting, which is what we're doing right now. So it's okay to talk about it amongst each other. It's okay to encourage each other in it. Even when we fast, we're breaking the fast with a meal together, with a community group, with your family. And so I would say it's okay to share and to talk about that together as a group. Like, what did you experience? What's happening? We'll help guide you in some of that. And then there's a food fast, which is abstaining from food in different levels, whether it's like a partial fast, or there's like the Daniel fast, or there's like a juice fast, or like a water fast. And I, depending on where you're at in your life or medically, I think there's different ways that you could choose to participate in a food fast with us. If you couldn't do just a water fast, I mean, you could jump in a lot of different ways. So we encourage you to jump in how you can. And then there's other kinds of fast. Like there's a passage in Corinthians where Paul speaks to married couples and encourages them even to have a season of fasting from sex together as a married couple and then coming back together after that. And so there's other things that happen in terms of fasting that you could choose to fast from in your life. Like there's different ones that we've done as a community, which we're going to do a different one each week as you lead up to it, but we're going to surprise you each week as it comes. So these are the things we're doing. Week one, right now, we're going to do a one-day fast. That means breakfast and lunch, and then we're going to break that with dinner. And we're going to do it together on Wednesday, but if you have a community group that meets a different day and you want to break that together, then choose that day and do it together as a group. So there's that. That's happening. The second thing we're going to do is this weekly kind of corporate fast from other things together. And we'll announce it each week on Sunday. And the first one that we're going to do is a fast from your car stereo. That's our first one. Depending on your commute, that can be intense. I remember my car radio broke in my car years ago, and I didn't get it fixed. And at first, it was like a dizzying silence when I would drive. And then it became this amazing place of contemplative prayer in my own life. And then when I finally got the radio fixed, it was like a jarring sort of noise back in my life that I quickly acclimated to. But turn it off. Turn off your Spotify. Turn off your radio. You still do CDs. The little visor flip down. You got them up there? Just leave it up. Don't take them down. Podcasts. Whatever you do. Ooh. You're going to have to think for yourself this week without it. All of it. Just silence it in the car. Even silence your phone. Some of you I know work and you have commutes when you work. And that's totally understandable. Again, we're having grace and we're figuring out how to make it work. Point is, create a space of silence in your car. And in that space, I encourage you to just contemplative prayer. Just asking God to speak, to move. Just, it's like, I remember imagining it when I was driving around. It's like, had like this Holy Spirit shotgun, and it was like this interesting kind of encounter that happened that I grew to love. And so I encourage you to that. And then on Wednesday mornings, we're going to release a podcast throughout Lent, which will be like both a guidance for the fast that we're entering into each week, mixed with like a meditation and like an encouragement. So that'll be available first thing in the morning, Wednesday, when you wake up, so you can grab it.